In Japan, the cherry blossom season signals the start of spring and the planting season for rice and other crops. But the earthquake, the tsunami, and the subsequent radioactive leak from a nuclear plant have interrupted that rite of spring. Farmers are unsure if they should plan for the next season and if they'll be able to sell their produce. NPR's Yuki Noguchi visited one normally fertile farming area and has this report.
I'm standing in a greenhouse about 70 miles from Tokyo. Here, rows of spinach plants have been laid to waste.
This is the spinach. We'll dry it so it's lighter, then throw it out.
Katsunobu Yatagawa is a farmer in this seaside area called Hokota in Japan's Ibaraki Prefecture. He normally spends half the year growing spinach. Radiation concerns prompted the government to ban the sale of spinach from this prefecture. Even though the government said some areas pose little risk, Yatagawa had no choice but to destroy his crop. Now he and his employees don't know what to do.
Let's say I invest. If there are no returns, maybe it just makes sense to just do nothing.
I ask what his income is now. It's zero, he says. Ibaraki's farming makes it something like Japan's California. Its melons, yams, and strawberries make it the third largest supplier of agriculture in the country. Here, gentle winds come off the ocean that make you yearn for a hammock and a nap. The plants love the temperate air here. Its geography is blessed. Its lakes supply fresh water, and its soil is rich. Proximity made Tokyo its largest and best customer base. But now, farmers here are stuck. Stuck because radiation readings seem to change every day. Stuck because the government's message seems to shift from scaring consumers away to urging them to buy. Stuck because, despite promises of public or private compensation, so far there are no specifics. And finally, they're stuck because radioactive material continues to leak from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant 70 miles away. Yatagawa surveys the foot-high row of dead green plants he was forced to pull and ponders the unknown. How much compensation will I get, and when? Will customers return? Where should I trash all the dead spinach, which may or may not even be contaminated? And then there's this pressing matter. How long can I keep my 5 employees on the payroll? I ask him whether he's able to sleep. Sure, he says, with the help of extra alcohol. If uprooting the spinach was tough, it's even harder to think about uprooting himself. Farming is still a family business here, and even the young farmers have no intention of leaving it behind. Hiroshi Onizawa says he plans to stick it out as a mushroom farmer. He says he knows no one planning to bail out of the area or out of farming. But, he says, it seems consumers will avoid products from here, and how long that lasts will determine the level of Ibaraki's pain. Meanwhile, in Tokyo, there are banners and signs in every store urging consumers to buy goods from afflicted prefectures. Last week, Prime Minister Naoto Kan himself told citizens to show financial support. That was the message Fusako Matsumoto heeded. At a farmer's market in Tokyo, she lined up along with other shoppers buying from the only stall featuring produce from Ibaraki. It will help Ibaraki prosper every little bit we spend, she says. Her contribution? About $3 for a new popular product. A slightly salty, crunchy, leafy green called an ice plant.
Tastes like nothing else I've ever tasted before. It's actually very good.
The challenge isn't whether it's good. It's whether millions of people will buy the idea that it's also safe. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Tokyo.